universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. Last week, I was cleaning out a cabinet down in our rec room or family room. I needed to move the cabinet. It was full of games, as well as I found a jigsaw puzzle. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like jigsaw puzzles. There's just so many pieces and different shapes and different sizes, and being blind, I can't match the colors and images or anything like that. All I can do is kind of match the how they intersect with each other. Oh, sure, I can take out the ones that have a flat side, but you're left with a huge amount of... I just can't do it. I'm told that on the cover of the box is usually a picture of it so that those who can see it can have an idea what it looks like, and that with the colors can help. But being that I can't see, and others of you who are blind, I bet you can't see it. I'd be curious to know if any of you who are blind do jigsaw puzzles, because it's hard. It's an odd thing, because that week, just a week ago or so, after doing this, moving the cabinet and the jigsaw puzzle with all the other games, Pastor Adam at our church handed out jigsaw puzzle pieces to everyone as they came into church. He mentioned to me that it was to a 500-piece puzzle. Now, I'm holding actually the piece I was given in my hand. There's one side that's flat, so I knew it was around the edge. And then going clockwise around it, on the left there was a rounded bump. And then the side opposite the flat side, there are two bumps. But these aren't rounded like on the left side, but they're squared off. And then on the right side, it's just like the left side, it's got a rounded bump. Well, being blind, actually, I can't tell which is the front or the back. Just by the feel of it, I can make a kind of a guess that might be the back because it has a rougher edge. But the cut was so good, I can't even tell where it's curved in or cut or anything. I don't know which is the front and the back. Well, that Sunday in church, the sermon he gave was fascinating because it fit, of course, with this piece of the jigsaw puzzle. It was the transfiguration of Jesus. Jesus took Peter, Andrew, and James, went up the mountain, and there he was transfigured. His face shone like the lightning, and his clothes were as white as snow. And Peter said, and then also two other men joined him, Elijah and Moses. And Peter said, shall I make a shelter, one for you, Moses and Elijah? And just as he was speaking, a cloud came over and said, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And they fell to the ground afraid. And the next thing they knew, Jesus was touching him and said, get up, don't be afraid. And that was the reading. Pastor suggested for them, it was a puzzling situation. Why would Jesus have shown himself like this? Why would Jesus do this? Well, at that moment, they didn't understand. Just like, I don't understand how this piece of the puzzle fits in to anything else. But he would need it later in his life. It would be a piece of the puzzle that would fit together, and it would make sense, especially when he was in the deep valleys of depression, like when Peter was arrested and thrown into jail. Like when James was murdered, well, what does Peter make of that? When John was exiled onto the island, what do you make of that? And they kind of wonder, well, God, are you there? You know, we all have situations where we kind of wonder, what now? Well, with us too, things happen. Things happen. Like an illness. Right now I'm struggling with my right arm. I can hardly read Braille. I like to read Braille, but I'm having a hard time because my right arm is kind of achy and the fingers are tingly and we don't know exactly what it is yet, The doctors are testing some things to see. And it could be carpal tunnel. It could be something with the shoulder. We don't know. And so I'm kind of going, oh, I can't read Braille. That means I can't read my Bible. I can't read anything. It's tough. What's going on here? And it's at this point, well, that I can pause and stop and remember that God knows, He cares, He's in control. Same with you, if you have an illness. Maybe there's you've had a move and you kind of wonder why. I know one blind person, they were told they had a, here in St. Louis, they had to find a different apartment because they're remodeling everything. And she's just looking and going crazy, trying to find something. And it might be something else with family. Well, it's when we have these tough times that we can look back and remember other good things that God has done. That's what I do at these bad times. That's why I'm holding this puzzle piece. Though I can't read Braille right now, I can think of many times when I could read Braille and read about the comforting things that God has done. Or my hands has touched and held my baby daughters and played puzzles with them. The simple kids' puzzles. Hey, yeah, I guess I could do those jigsaw puzzles. Yeah, or played games with them. I remember playing Go Fish with Braille cards with Meg. I remember those good things and the good things that God has done for me. That's sometimes how the puzzle pieces fit together. Later on, they do. Not at the moment. Not at all. But later, the puzzling pieces start to fit in later. Again, Matthew chapter 17. This was that reading. Verse 2. There he was, transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became bright as the light. In verse 7, when they fell to the ground, Jesus came to them and touched them and said, "Get up, don't be afraid." And so God also, in our puzzling pieces of life, comes to us and touches us and says, "Get up, don't be afraid." And he does that because he's with us. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that when life is a puzzle, yet you know all the pieces. You know the picture. You put the puzzle together, the puzzle of our life. And you know how all the pieces fit together to make a beautiful picture. And there are sometimes we don't understand why this piece, when it's hurt and pain, has to be there. But yet you promise that you'll work it for good for us. And so we ask your blessing. Even as you helped Peter and James and John by transfiguring yourself so they could see that you truly are God, help us also to see that you truly are God and that you're working in our lives. Oh Lord, we trust in you. You who died for our sins and rose. You who went to hell and back to save us. In your name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus@not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus@not-alone.net.